This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
A foot injury that you got, that's like the least impactful on this podcast. Like, if you're going to injure any part of your body,
hands,
I'm just happy it's from the waist down.
Be problematic.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Face would be an obvious problem.
Huge issue. Voice, mouth, that's a problem. Ears, this is Nick. Jack, your line. A foot is actually a great injury to have if you're a podcast host, because then you can't even move. You have to record the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is your pain is our gain, Jack. Here we go. 3, 2. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, July 7th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY, Nick. It is, however, the slowest week on Wall Street. It's always the week after the 4th of July.
Doesn't stop us, though.
We still whipped up a T-boy, and our first story is Amazon, which just added free Grubhub food delivery to Amazon Prime.
Yeah, nothing is stickier than a sweetener.
For our second story, what do Bitcoin, nitrous oxide, and the Supreme Court all have in common?
The major questions doctrine. So we're jumping into a T-boy style.
Our third and final story is the fastest growing segment in the toy industry. Adults.
Adults. Scooters for 40-year-olds. It's the rise of the kidults.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
Honestly, there were literally no stories out there, Yetis. Jack and I found three fantastic stories. I love the stories, Jack.
Forget the song of the summer. What's the cocktail of the summer?
Well, 2020, it was the Aperol Spritz, Jack.
It's pronounced Spritz.
2021, it was the Espresso Martini.
For 2022, the cocktail of the season may be hidden in your garden.
Veggie cocktails took over London. Now they're coming to the U.S.
Excuse me, is this an ice cube or a turnip?
Alcohol. It was already plant-based. This is like explicitly plant-based, Jack.
Nick, have you tried one of these tomatinis?
Okay, it's like a martini, but it's like mixed with a caprese salad.
How about the avocadoni?
Okay, that's a Negroni, but it's more guac forward.
Yetis, these are real drinks being served right now in London, and they're headed across the pond just in time for summer.
Now, besties, Jack and I already told you about the balsamic vinegar alt Coca-Cola trend that was hitting TikTok.
Well, veggie cocktails are kind of like that, but with a splash of asparagus.
Because if you're going to have a mojito, you may as well get some vitamin B2.
Bartender, this cosmopolitan needs a dash of potassium.
I'll take it planted, not stirred.
Yeah, these cauliflower cocktails. Get ready for them at a saloon near you.
The spinach cancels out the sugar.
Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. start the show.
For our first story, Amazon just bought part of Grubhub, and now Prime gets free food delivery.
Wow! Because nothing sticks like a sweetener.
Jack, do you remember the last time we covered Grubhub on this pod?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
That was tough.
Grubhub tried to offer every New Yorker a free lunch.
How many New Yorkers are there again?
8 million. It was completely overwhelmed.
Where's my falafel?
Everyone was angry. It was a disaster.
I ordered a falafel.
But with this news, here's what you'll get.
Yeah, if you are an Amazon Prime member, you're now going to get free Grubhub Plus for a year. That's a lot.
Grubhub Plus, that's $120 value. It gives you unlimited delivery with no fee as long as you're ordering $12 or more of munchies.
No delivery fee, no fee. Pad Thai, takeout, extra cashews hold the delivery fee.
So that's what, like, most of us Amazon Prime members get. Here's what Amazon gets with this deal.
Amazon is getting 2% of Grubhub, the company.
The deal also includes the option for Amazon to acquire up to 15% ownership of that food delivery business.
So maybe, just maybe, some hardcore Prime holdouts just can't resist a free Pad Thai delivery, Jack.
That guy Larry in 6F? He's finally going to join Prime because of this.
But Yetis, we know what you're thinking. What does Grubhub get? And what Grubhub gets is they probably don't have to spend another dollar on marketing ever again.
That's right, because this deal with Amazon Prime represents a customer acquisition fire hose for Grubhub.
Yeah, because there are 150 million Americans who are Prime members right now.
And that's 150 million Americans who may now use Grubhub for food delivery and not DoorDash or some other app.
Which means if you're Grubhub, you probably don't have to spend another buck on marketing ever again.
Why give away $5 promo codes for your first meal if Amazon is promoting you right in the middle of their app to Prime members, which is half of the United States?
So that's why shares of Just Eat Delivery, which happens to own Grubhub, jumped 20% yesterday.
And that's why shares of Uber and DoorDash both fell about 7% yesterday.
But funny thing, Jack and I noticed when we were researching this story that we should point out.
This deal was kind of manifested by Grubhub 3 years ago.
We noticed that 3 years ago, Grubhub actually described itself as Amazon Prime for food delivery.
It's like Grubhub closed its eyes and manifested a future in which it gets bought by this everything company.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon and Grubhub?
Nothing feels better than sticky, and nothing sticks like a sweetener.
Look, Yetis, Jack and I have told you before that the goal of all subscriptions is to be sticky. It feels good.
Sticky subscribers never leave. They pay every month. They don't even check their credit card. Forever.
Well, again, Amazon has over half of the United States, so they don't need growth. What they need is retention.
What they need is even stickier Prime members.
So Amazon also happened to announce two other small surprises yesterday, kind of like this Grubhub deal.
Amazon managed to snag the TV rights to Champions League Soccer for UK Prime members.
And Amazon also dropped a teaser for their Lord of the Rings schmovie, which is premiering in September, but just for Prime users.
Each one of these perks is a Prime sweetener, tossed into the cauldron that is Prime.
There are so many sweeteners now that no matter what phase of life you're in, Amazon Prime still holds value.
Amazon is padding Prime with a bunch of sweeteners.
Because nothing feels better than sticky. For our second story, last week, the Supreme Court made a decision that affects every industry in the U.S.
They told regulators they're regulating too much.
Okay, Jack, we had a guy in college on our lacrosse team who was nicknamed the Regulator. I mean, it sounds like a wrestling term, but like technically, what's the definition of a regulator?
A regulator is an expert who works for the federal government that does the stuff that Congress doesn't know how to do.
They may also be a midfielder who scores a lot of goals. But yes, Congress has the power to pass laws in this country, but it needs a fixer. It needs a regulator.
Right. So when Congress does pass laws, they rely on the regulators to make those laws happen in reality.
Like a consigliere in The Godfather, like Robert Duvall for the Corleones.
I think the EPA would be flattered to be compared to The Godfather.
Jack, perfect example. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. What was their origin story again?
They were created by President Nixon and the U.S. Congress in 1970 to administer this brand spanking new law called the Clean Air Act.
And for decades, they kept the air clean with rules and regulations on behalf of Congress.
They're the experts that deal with it like a consigliere.
But last week, the Supreme Court said, hey, Hold on, EPA. Let's pump the brakes. Stand down a little bit.
They asked the EPA to do less. Hey, EPA, you can't go ahead and regulate greenhouse gases like that.
And that's because whether to regulate greenhouse gases is considered a quote-unquote major question. Congress has to decide that, not the EPA. It's a major question.
Greenhouse gases are a newer threat to this earth. Nixon and Congress, they hadn't even heard of greenhouse gases when they passed the Clean Air Act in 1970.
So basically, the Supreme Court is saying, hey, you can't regulate greenhouse gases unless Congress says you can with a new law. And that's where this affects every industry.
They're calling this the major questions doctrine, and it puts a bunch of other regulations in question too.
Okay, so Jack, let's talk about our favorite lane here, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, which happens to regulate stock markets.
The SEC is working on regulating crypto right now, as well as stock markets.
But here's the problem. Congress hasn't told the SEC to regulate crypto, and Bitcoin didn't exist 100 years ago when the SEC was created.
So if the Supreme Court says the EPA can't regulate climate change because that wasn't in the 1970 law, can the SEC regulate Dogecoin, which definitely isn't in any laws?
It appears maybe not, Jack.
Crypto regulations may be a major decision the Supreme Court is referring to.
And regulators don't make major decisions according to the Supreme Court. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in every United States industry?
If regulators can't write the rules and Congress won't, then companies will.
Besties, the Supreme Court's ruling, it says that only Congress can decide on a major new rule for the economy.
The reason that that's a problem is that our Congress is consumed by divisive politics instead of passing laws.
Jack, let's look at climate change for an example.
If the EPA can't regulate climate change and Congress probably won't do it, then it's up to companies to.
Okay, another example, Jack. How about what's going on up in the skies?
Well, the FAA has less power to regulate the skies now. And if Congress does nothing, then it's up to the airline companies.
And Jack, how about coming back to stock markets?
If the SEC has less power to regulate crypto and Congress does nothing, then crypto companies have to.
Or they just won't at all.
Yeah, they just probably won't do any regulation.
So Congress could update laws for an evolving economy, but will they?
If regulators can't and Congress won't, then companies become the rulemakers.
And now word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick and I got to know Vlad and Beju, the co-founders of Robinhood, when we worked there for 3 years.
And there's this one business principle we heard from them, and we honestly loved it.
A-B-L. Always be launching.
Always be launching. That's what keeps customers engaged, it keeps investors happy, and it keeps competitors kind of concerned.
Always be launching is also consistent with Robinhood's mission to democratize finance for all.
Yeah, not just stock trading, also options, crypto, spending, wallets, and more.
They launched a lot of stuff. And that's something we heard, we saw, and we adopted.
Yeah, this week we relaunched the podcast as the best one yet and launched a video pod right here. More to come.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
For our third and final story, Mattel is betting on the fastest growing segment in kids' toys, which is adults.
Kidults prove that sometimes marketing happens in reverse.
All right, Jack, take us back. Kramer household, Christmas morning, I'm going to say 1996. What's the go-to gift?
Can I just tell you what I got?
Okay, you can tell us what you got. What'd you get?
I got a rock tumbler, which wasn't the coolest toy on the block.
It sounds pretty cool, like a piece of the aggro crag over on Nickelodeon.
I wanted the Razor scooter.
The Razor scooter. Yeah, you like fracture your fibula riding this thing. But hey, did you see that jump, man? Did you see that jump?
I definitely went head over handlebars once or twice.
Yeti's one of the top performing pandemic categories. It was actually toys.
Sales of toys in the U.S. surged 37% in the past 2 years.
Parents are working from home, so you need to occupy little junior, I don't know, order a Jenga.
Here's the shocker. 58% of those parents buying toys also bought toys for themselves.
Yeah, this is what Jack and I thought was wild. Parents are buying themselves the Oscar Mayer weenie whistle and they're loving it.
You also have a scenario where grown-ups are gifting grown-ups toys.
Oh, totally. Like, Jack, we couldn't see our buddy Timmy for the last 2 years. So I don't know, send him a Lego back in 2021.
Scooters, dolls, skateboards, they're all experiencing record high sales for the 25 and up crowd.
Now, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Toy companies are reading all that data we just described, and they made a curious pivot.
They're keeping the products for kids. They're just changing the price for adults.
For example, Hot Wheels is doing a remote control Tesla Cybertruck.
I think Big Johnny wants that more than Little Johnny. So they adjusted the mold and jacked up the price.
Jack, how about those Mattel magnetic tiles toys that they're now doing for adults?
Popular with kidults. So they got a Beatles themed version with John McCartney for $135.
Yeah, ages 3 to 99. Oh, and then Lego launched a Van Gogh themed set. Same cost to create this thing, but they're charging $200 for Starry Night.
Here's the biggest though, the Razor scooter.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
They sell them to kids for like $40. There's an adult version now. Going for $200.
The electric razor for a millennial who just got a job but didn't grow up. What's that going for, Jack?
The electric e-razor scooter is $600, Nick.
Okay, it's twice the size of a kid's scooter, but it's 10 times the price tag. You gotta love those kidults. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who are also kidults like us?
We call it reactive marketing. Let the people pick the product.
Yetis, marketing is a proactive practice. Like, decide how to position and package a product before letting people buy it.
But reactive marketing can be effective too. Adjust the marketing after the launch for all those surprise buyers sprouting up.
Yeah, they made the razor for kids, but doctors and esquires are buying up the version for ages 12 and up.
So Razor reacted and marketed a whole new line for kidults.
Mattel didn't fundamentally change the tile toy, but they did add a Beatles brand, and then they added a higher price.
Reactive marketing takes discipline, but it can pay off in dollars.
Jack, can you grab an avocado Negroni and whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Amazon Prime now includes one free year of Grubhub Plus.
Nothing feels better than sticky, and nothing sticks like a sweet dinner.
For our second story, the Supreme Court just said regulators can't make major decisions.
So if regulators can't and Congress won't, then companies become the rulemakers.
Our third and final story is Mattel and the other toy companies have a new customer segment. Adults.
Yeah, kidults, because sometimes you let the people pick the product. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Brett Hendricks over in lovely New York City.
Push and play.
Here we go.
Celine Dion's power ballad, All By Myself, also had some copyright issues. It was originally composed by Eric Carmen in 1975, but the melody is based on a Rachmaninoff piano concerto. At the time of composition, Carmen believed it was copyright-free and in the public domain, like most classical music. But Rachmaninoff only died 32 years before, and his estate still owned the rights to his music. Carmen quickly came to an agreement to legalize the song, and Rachmaninoff is now credited as the co-writer.
Okay, Jack, this is about our tricky trademarks and our crazy copyrights from last week.
Celine, at least she was more honest than Vanilla Ice was.
And Celine, she was under pressure, too.
If you know, you know.
Yetis, you look fantastic for the new Friday. And if you haven't yet, you should be following us on like every social platform. We're at T-Boy Pod. Literally, what do you think? Everywhere, Jack?
Just about everywhere. At T-Boy Pod, follow us on social.
Jack and I will see you at T-Boy Pod tomorrow. And before we go, happy birthday to Logan Carroll turning 26 in Pop the Champagne, Illinois.
And happy birthday to David Nutton. Oxnard, California.
And happy birthday to Faith Alexandra over in Glen Cove, New York.
And happy birthday to Ro Bargav, father of Gobi. Happy birthday in San Francisco.
And Coralie, happy birthday and congrats on moving back to Mongolia.
Happy birthday to Owen Sun in Mercer Island, Washington.
And Jack Stockton Evanson just got a new job at a cannabis company.
Congrats to Sam and Breton Klepfer, who just got married in Idaho.
And Matt Nowell on YouTube wants to know when the T-Boy swag is coming. Jack, when is the T-Boy swag coming?
When swag? The answer is just... This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood and some Bitcoin. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, Market Snacks.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so...
The green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing, getting married,
and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
I really wasn't setting myself up for success with the box and the stairs and the shoe.
You're like describing all the things. Like, and then remember that rake that I strategically placed so that if you step on it, it hits you in the face?
Yeah, like in Home Alone.
I walked into that too.
Like in Home Alone. Yeah.
All those booby traps, they really work.
I really did booby trap myself.
I'm like picturing you like carrying the box. Alex is like, can I help you? You're like, no. I don't need help. I can do this.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.